Airman Hudson.
Airman Wingate. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to the Airman Takeover.
The Airman Takeover.
This is the Road to Drill podcast, and I am Airman, Senior Airman now.
Yeah, you got to remember that now.
I do.
Promoted.
I have to change it from A1C. That's weird, isn't it?
I know. Senior Airman. Look at you.
You'll be there soon. Don't worry.
I am Airman First Class, Jacob Hudson.
Yes, and welcome to the Road to Drill podcast. We're going to go over some topics and hopefully prepare you for drill.
Indeed. Let's do it.
Let's start with some deployed airmen.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, sure. So there has been a lot of movement around base lately. We sent the KC-135s up north into DTW temporarily for the construction that's happening here. We also sent the fighter side of the house, fighter side of the base, over to the Middle East.
So yeah, we got some deployed airmen out in the Middle East, like you mentioned.
Yep.
You know, for their, you know, families, loved ones, friends, all that stuff. You know, are there any like resources that they can tap into while their airmen are away?
Yeah, definitely. So if you didn't know, we do have the Selfridge FRG, okay, which is the Selfridge Family Readiness Group.
All right.
And they do a lot of things for the base here. They do a lot of things for the airmen and military members here. They are not just for airmen. They are for all military members. So it is okay. The Selfridge Family Readiness Group.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so if anybody wanted to reach out to them, they are at selfridgefrg@gmail.com.
All right, nice, nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are a lot of things happening around base. Recently, I attended a base community council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But you know more about that.
Yeah, I got to attend one last month. It was, you know, in the middle of the week. They meet the Selfridge Base Community Council. Basically what they are, for those who don't know, they are a local private organization made up of elected leaders, business owners, people of influence, really. Hmm. And what their main job is to support this base and our mission.
Nice.
So when I got to go, I got to meet a bunch of them. You know, there's a luncheon. A lot of times there's a speaker as well. Last month it was Colonel Whitefoot talking about all the things he's been up to.
That's awesome.
So really good. It keeps them engaged, keeps them in the know on what's going on base. And yeah, they're super helpful. One big thing that they always help with, mm-hmm, is the air show.
Okay.
They've been instrumental in helping out with the air show for years now. So,
really?
You know, when it comes to community relations, when it comes to helping us get assets to things like volunteering for stuff, they are here helping us, working hand in hand. You know, it's one of the many things that we do that we do need the community's help. And
yeah,
it's helpful to have that support. And
it's awesome.
A fun fact I actually didn't know, mm-hmm, is we have the very first BCC ever.
Really?
We are the first, yeah. And a lot of bases, let alone
that,
a lot of guard bases, don't even have them. So we're very spoiled and very fortunate with that, because, you know, they do a lot and they really care about us and our airmen, and they're always looking for, you know, ways that they can help and raise money for things. A lot of things that are like appropriations don't fund.
Yeah.
So they are, you know, they're a big asset for us to have, for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you for members of the Selfridge BCC.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like with all the things we've been having going on, like you mentioned with the KC-135s,
mm-hmm,
you know, these civilians, they've been helping us when it comes to, you know, the KC-135s. They're at KI Sawyer right now.
Mm.
There are also some at Detroit Metro. That was a huge lift from our civilian partners. But just, you know, again, it takes more than just us. We do need the support of our civilian, you know, supporters, and they have just been great, and they helped us with both of those.
That's awesome.
Those moves. But, you know, for anybody who's a little concerned about the KC-135s, you know, fear not. They are still going to be mission ready. They are going to be out and about in the skies. They are going to be at Northern Strike 24 too.
Okay.
Yeah, which I know you're going to be going to Northern Strike, aren't
I
you?
I am. I heard that they're going to do some hot pit refueling.
You heard correctly. They are going to be doing that.
Nice.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
That's going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome to witness. I'm glad that I'm going to be a part of that.
Yeah. So tell us about Northern Strike. What's going on with that?
So, I mean, Northern Strike is a huge muscle movement for Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's a chance for different partners and allies from all over the U.S., the states, and different countries to come to the National All-Domain Warfighting Center. So it's okay. It's actually really great because that includes mm-hmm. Alpena CRTC, Grayling, Battle Creek, and Selfridge.
Wow. So really showcasing Michigan and our abilities.
It really is. And, you know, we have all seasons here, as you know.
I'm aware.
We have the chance to display our capabilities here in Michigan because there are different trainings in different climates that are needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's going on this drill? I heard the FRG is doing something for the members.
Yeah. So we got a lot of stuff coming up this drill weekend. One of the big ones is the back to school. It's at the family readiness group that we had already kind of talked about.
Yeah.
They are hosting this. It's back to school. This one event has a bunch of backpacks, school supplies, all sorts of stuff ready for the kids going back to school. I know you're going to be there probably bright and early. It is from August 1st through the 4th. 7 to 4 p.m., and it's going to be at the Wellness Center.
While supplies last.
It is while supplies last, and I know Senior Airman Wingate is going to be all over it. So
my daughter is starting school, so I'll be there first.
Yeah, so make sure you get there fast because Airman Wingate is going to take as many backpacks as he needs.
It is happening, yes.
So yeah, make sure. It's a great event. It's a great thing that they put on for us. One of the many things that people are bringing to the base, and yeah, back to school. I can't believe it's already here, man.
I know. It's wild. It's happening so soon.
I know.
She starts August 12th.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, see, so he is really going to be the first person
I'm going to be
online,
there.
So
I promise.
Make sure you get there. So we got that one, the back to school. What else we got going on?
We also have a prayer breakfast on August 4th. So okay. August 4th, which is Sunday of drill. So from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., there's going to be a prayer breakfast at the Enlisted Heritage House. Members who wish to attend are asked to register ahead of time by checking the all user email.
All right.
So that's happening soon. Also, we have the DEOC survey. So if anyone
what is the DEOC survey? I don't even know what that is.
You know what? You're right. You're new.
I'm a newbie. Yeah,
man. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so the DEOC survey is your chance to actually get your opinions, thoughts, and things of that nature directly to the commander.
So General Brancato is going to actually read the stuff you submitted.
So there. Brigadier General Brancato will be able to read your opinions on basically everything that's happening around base, your supervisors, all different types of things.
No kidding.
Yeah. So He actually reads it. If you go into last year, if you watch any of his videos or anything like that, he'll let you know, like, yes, I actually go through and I read these things.
Wow, that's a great opportunity, it sounds like,
it
to, you know,
really
get
awesome.
Get some messages directly to him. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful also, thing. Talking about that, you met the new chief?
I did. I got to meet the new command chief.
I actually sat down with the command chief, and we got a chance to go over, like, his history and, his past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. So he's excited to be here, and we're excited to have him, so...
Yeah, and you're starting a new video series, and you're starting it with Chief Hedrick, too.
I am. So Chief Hedrick will be the very first of many. So I might be coming to you next. He'll be the first of many visitors or guests on Welcome to Selfridge. So
just, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I think we have some awesome people here, and we do some awesome things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
great.
Yeah. So this has been the Airman Takeover?
The Airman Takeover.
Complete. Round one, maybe.
Maybe next time. You never know.
You never know. All right. And welcome to drill.
Welcome to drill.
Hey, Team Selfridge. Welcome to August Drill. Today, I'd like to start by introducing our new Wing Command Chief, Chief Master Sergeant Bruce Hedrick. Welcome to the team.
Sir, thank you. And thank you for your trust and confidence. Team Selfridge, thank you for the warm welcome. I am extremely excited, humbled, and honored to serve as your command chief. I look forward to working alongside you, hearing your stories, and continue to highlight why Selfridge is the flagship wing of the Air National Guard.
That's awesome. Thank you, Chief. Today, we are at Marquette Sawyer Regional Airport, formerly known as KI Sawyer Air Force Base in the beautiful Marquette County in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Though KI Sawyer decommissioned as an active base in 1995, The airport remains open and will host our KC-135 strata tankers for the next few months while our runway at Selfridge undergoes routine maintenance. We appreciate all the hard work that went into this move up to here and to the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. This muscle movement is also a testament to our community partners' commitment. Community involvement helps the Air National Guard fulfill its mission more effectively while strengthening the bonds between the military and the civilian population. One of the significant roles of the Air National Guard is to support the citizens of Michigan in times of need as we remain integrated into the fabric of our communities. Community involvement allows the Air National Guard to understand local needs and concerns better, effectively tailoring its programs and services. Engaging with the communities helps build trust and support for the Air National Guard. When community members understand the Air National Guard's mission and see it as a positive impact, they are more likely to support activities and initiatives. Over the June drill, we wished farewell to our deployers from the 127th Operations, Maintenance, and Mission Support Groups. They will be away for the next few months in U.S. Central Command for their routine deployment. While they are away, we'll be holding things down here and assisting their transition to and from their deployed location. To best accomplish this, the Military and Family Readiness Group is available 24/7 to support our deployed members and their families. The Military and Family Readiness Group ensures our members and their families receive comprehensive support while they are away and enhances their well-being and resilience during and after their deployment. Support for our deployed members can span from crisis and financial assistance to emotional support and communication between them and their families. Mr. John Harvey leads the Military and Family Readiness Group and is part of the Airman and Family Readiness Center. Please get in touch with Mr. Harvey if you or your families need anything, and we'll make sure they get the assistance that they need. And finally, September is a rescheduled drill, so this will be our last drill of the summer and of fiscal year 2024. Between now and the end of September, there will be multiple exercises and training opportunities, including Northern Strike, a Security Forces field exercise, and a medical group patient care transport exercise. Although it is a busy summer, we have a lot to look forward to in October. With the completion of our runway construction, our KC-135s returning from Sawyer, and later our CENTCOM deployers will return. So have a great drill, everyone. Please be safe for the rest of your summer. And remember, together we stand ready to answer the call.
A KC-46A Pegasus executed the world's first nonstop KC-46A westbound circumnavigation endurance flight, starting and finishing at McConnell Air Force Base, Kansas. The 48-hour flight was the latest maximum endurance operation for Air Mobility Command's newest tanker aircraft, as the foundations of rapid global mobility is fueled provided by tankers. By extending the mission in both time and air crew, AMC was able to reach greater capabilities over greater distances, connecting the joint force anywhere in the world. Warrant Officer Training School was officially activated at Maxwell Air Force Base, Alabama, and is scheduled to start its first class in October 2024. 30 trainees will be introduced to the 8-week course focused on physical training, team building, and academics related to leadership and communication skills. The new Warrant Officer Career Path aims to address critical operational needs by introducing two cyber and information technology-focused Warrant Officer AFSCs. The Air Force Research Laboratory successfully flew the first XQ-67A demonstrator as part of their off-board sensing station program. The XQ-67A is a second-generation autonomous collaborative platform built on a common chassis, much like a motor vehicle frame, proving a cost-effective and efficient design approach. The platform is remotely piloted but is capable of autonomous flight, demonstrating AFRL's agile and continuous development approach. Under AFRL's low-cost aircraft platform sharing program, their Aerospace Systems Department developed the foundational framework as the core architecture to build multiple species of aircraft. The program responds to the challenge of great power competition by providing affordable and advanced capabilities to warfighters. That's your look around the Air Force. I'm Technical Sergeant Vernon Young.
This is the first segment of Welcome to Selfridge, and who better to have than our new command chief, Chief Hedrick. How are you, Chief?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining. So we just want to run through some questions real fast and introduce you to Selfridge and then maybe we can walk around and introduce Selfridge to you.
I like it.
Awesome. So what does your role as Command Chief entail, and how has your experience prepared you for the role?
Yeah, I think that the biggest biggest function of the position is to be that voice on all matters, but specifically enlisted matters to the wing commander. Certainly concerned with the morale, welfare, care, and feeding of our airmen, as well as ensuring that they're professionally, personally developed and ready for today and future fights. The experience that I feel has helped me into this position, again, active duty, two separate guard units, one down the road at the 180th in Toledo, one over at the 113th and at Joint Base Andrews, and additional opportunities that have come along my way, I think fully encompasses the experiences for the position that I have today.
Awesome. Awesome. So can you elaborate on matters with advising for the enlisted force?
Yeah, I think we have to understand that every decision that the wing commander makes typically has an enlisted person behind it. Mm. So it's incumbent upon this position to be able to provide that practical advice, to be concerned with blind spots that may not be considered, just a different perspective of items that occur throughout the wing.
What would you say, as Command Chief, would be your top three priorities?
Mm. Well, point of clarification first.
Yes, sir.
My priorities are General Brancato's priorities. Nice. So, of course, people, mission, teams, top of the list, everything day in, day out.
Awesome.
I think with my position, it's ensuring that our airmen are taken care of. They have the right and equitable opportunities throughout the wing for development, advancement, etc., and that we are again ready for the fight.
Yes.
Just like our motto is, we stand ready, and readiness is a key item for that.
Yes, sir. So, what have been your initial impressions of the 127th?
Large base, big
yes.
base.
Yes.
A lot of mission partners. Was able to work the main gate on my first day.
Nice.
And seeing everyone come in, it was amazing. I knew that it was a big presence here.
Mm-hmm.
Really wasn't until I did that till I realized it. But Team Selfridge as a whole has been great. It's been a very warm welcome. And I look forward to just diving headfirst into the culture here.
Awesome. Thank you. What advice would you give to the enlisted force?
I think, yeah, that's a great question. Something that always comes up, another way to frame it is, hey, how do I get in your seat one day with things? But I would like to say that this isn't advice just to enlisted, but all members.
Yes.
Make your own luck. So what I mean by that is be fully prepared.
Mm.
Ensure that all of your requirements are met and all of your PME is accomplished before it is needed. Don't
right.
rush to get something like that accomplished. But also take strategic risks. Mm. I could probably name four or five strategic risks that I've made in my career to get me to where I'm at today.
Awesome.
And part of that was just being prepared to make those risks.
Right.
So biggest point, be ready and get out of your comfort zone.
And then is there anything else that you would like to add?
Again, thank you. Big thank you to Team Selfridge, right? This has been an amazing first few days, first few weeks. I'm excited, beyond excited to be here. But I would be remiss if I didn't say a big thank you to Chief Gordon. The guy is a legend here. He's been around here and certainly helped set the path. So big thank you to him for it. And then to the members of Team Selfridge, I look forward to seeing you around, hearing your story, and helping out in any way that I can.
Awesome. Thank you, Chief.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Airman Wingate, and welcome to Command Chief Master Sergeant Hedrick. Just a few brief announcements before we get into this Super Drill weekend. There is limited free childcare available over drill weekend to qualified individuals needing the support. This off-base childcare service is available to single-parent military members, dual military couples, and couples where the spouse is a civilian but may need to work over the weekend. There are currently 18 spots available, and the assistance is on a first-come, first-served basis. So to sign up, simply obtain the application from the Force Support Squadron SharePoint page or by downloading the FSS update newsletter and have your supervisor or first sergeant sign off. Requests must be turned in to Chief Master Sergeant Dawn Porter by the Monday prior to the drill you are hoping to receive assistance. Also, don't forget to get out to the Airmen and Family Wellness Center this weekend for the school supply giveaway, which is going to run from Thursday to Sunday at 7 a.m. and it'll go until about 1600. On top of all of the general supplies that are being given away, there will also be character and Carhartt backpacks. So if you have school-age children, be sure not to miss it. Lunch will be served all 4 days of this Super Drill weekend. As always, it is free for drill status guardsmen and $7 for paying customers. Lunch starts at 11 a.m. and runs till 12:30 p.m. with short order options available. This weekend, we will be going around the world without leaving the DFAC. Today, on Thursday, we head to Central America with chicken tortilla soup, beef tacos, cheese enchiladas, refried beans, and the rest of all of the fixings that go with that. On Friday, it's over to Europe where we will have Italian vegetable soup, Swedish meatballs, baked fish, maybe from the Baltic, I don't know, be creative, and an assortment of side dishes. Then on Saturday, we head to Asia for some egg drop soup, Chinese five-spice chicken, sweet and sour pork, rice, egg rolls, and stir fry. And then on Sunday, we are back here in the States for some Cajun baked fish, baked chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, and the rest of it. So a very creative assortment of food from our friends over in services. Finally, be safe and watch out for changing weather conditions over this Super Drill weekend. Some severe weather is expected, so be sure to heed all ad hoc and or giant voice messages. And as always, plan ahead. And that is all I have for this episode of The Road to Drill. A special thanks to the Airman Takeover this month. Great job, Airman Wingate and Airman Hessen. We will be hearing a lot more from those guys. For the 127th Public Affairs Office, I am Technical Sergeant Drew Schumann. Have a fantastic Super Drill.